Section 1. You will hear a conversation between a clerk at the inquiries desk of a transport company and a man who is asking for travel information. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good morning, Travel Link. How can I help you?
Good morning. I live in Bayswater and I'd like to get to Harbour City tomorrow before 11 a.m.
Well, to get to Bayswater...
No, I live in Bayswater. My destination is Harbour City.
Oh, sorry, right. So that's Bayswater to Harbour City. Are you planning to travel by bus or train?
The man wants to go to Harbour City, so Harbour City has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Good morning, Travel Link. How can I help you?
Good morning. I live in Bayswater and I'd like to get to Harbour City tomorrow before 11 a.m.
Well, to get to Bayswater...
No, I live in Bayswater. My destination is Harbour City.
Oh, sorry. Right, so that's Bayswater to Harbour City. Are you planning to travel by bus or train?
I don't mind, really. Whichever option is faster, I suppose.
Well, if you catch a railway express, that'll get you there in under an hour. Let's see. Yes, if you can make the 9:30 a.m. express, I'd recommend you do that.
Great. Which station does that leave from?
Hellendale is the nearest train station to you.
Did you say Helensvale?
No, Hellendale. That's Hellendale.
What's the best way to get to the Hellendale station, then?
Well, hang on a minute while I look into that. Now, it seems to me that you have two options. Option one would be to take the 706 bus from the Bayswater Shopping Centre to Central Street. When you get there, you transfer to another bus, which will take you to the station. Or, the second option, if you don't mind walking a couple of kilometres, is to go directly to Central Street and get straight on the bus going to the train station.
OK. Which bus is that?
The 792 will take you to the station.
I guess the walk will be good for me, so that might be the better option. What time do I catch the 792?
There are two buses that should get you to the station on time. One just before 9 o'clock and one just after. But... look, at that time of the morning, it might be better to take the earlier one, just in case there's a traffic jam or something. The 8:55 is probably safer than the 9:05.
Yeah, I don't want to miss the train, so I'll be sure to get on the 5 to 9 bus.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
By the way, how much will I have to pay in fares?
Well, you can get a ticket on the bus for $1.80 cash, and you'll need $10 each way for the train. Wait, do you have a Travel Link card?
No, but I can get one before tomorrow.
OK, well, that'll make it considerably cheaper then. The bus will cost $1.50 each way, and the train will be... the train to Harbour City will... still costs $10, because you'll be travelling during peak hours in the morning, so no savings there, I'm afraid. However, if you could come back at an off-peak time...
What does that mean?
Well, if you could start your return journey before 5 p.m. or later than 7:30 in the evening...
Actually, I wasn't planning on coming back till at least 8 o'clock anyway.
Oh, in that case, you can make quite a saving if you use your Travel Link card. You did say you were planning to purchase one, didn't you?
Yes, I'll pick one up later today.
Good. That would mean your return train journey would only cost you $7.15 with your card.
Thank you.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Actually, there is. Do you know if I can use the Travel Link card on ferries?
If you're thinking of the Harbour City ferries that go back and forth between the North and South Bank, those are the commuter ferries, then yes. A one-way trip costs $4.50, but with your card you'd make a 20% saving and only pay $3.55.
So $3.55 for the commuter ferry. What about the tour boats?
You mean the tourist ferries that go upriver on sightseeing tours? No, they only take cash or credit card. They're not part of the Travel Link company.
Oh, I see. I don't suppose you know the cost of a tour.
In actual fact, I do, because I took a friend on the trip upriver just last week. We decided on the afternoon tour, and that was $35 each. But I understand that you can do the whole day for $65.
Thank you. You've been a great help.
My pleasure. Enjoy your day out.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two.